It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Oh, what went on yesterday? What'd I do? Well, I will say I'm not feeling too hot this morning because I ate ramen noodles last night, which I have not had ramen noodles in a long time, and now I remember why.
Yeah.
It's not like a heavy meal.
It's not, but it's just a bad meal. It's not good for you.
It's not good for you.
We went out and ran some errands last night. I was going to stay home and work on show stuff, but Nicole's like, I'm going here and here. And I was like, you know what? It's dark out. It's the Christmas season. I was like, I don't want you going out alone and doing stuff.
Oh, you're so sweet.
We dropped the kids off at piano, so I was like, I'm going to go with you so you don't get mugged in the parking lot.
Aww.
They can mug both. Yeah, I was like, if we're going to get mugged, they might as well mug both of us.
Yeah,
not just
right?
One of us.
It's so romantic, honestly.
I know, right?
Oh, it's like a Hallmark.
The couple that gets mugged together stays together.
Yeah, they really
it's so
do.
So cute. Yep.
So we were running errands, and it was late. I was like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? So we were at Target, so we grabbed some Target sushi. For the kids.
Yummy.
Which is surprisingly good.
Target.
Not going to knock it.
Their whole little section there with the bao buns and the dumplings.
Yes, and they got their pizzas and sandwiches. It's like the kids love the little sushi rolls there, so we got them that.
Josh's face right now.
I would eat it.
It's good, man.
Yeah, I would eat it.
And I was just like, I'm not feeling anything. We were walking down the aisle with the ramen. I was like, oh, why the hell not?
Was it the bag top ramen?
It was not top ramen. It was a higher-end brand all in, you know, Japanese ramen. Writing or something on there.
Oh, those are actually kind of good.
I know.
And I was like, well, it was like $2 more than the ramen.
Yeah.
I was like,
so
this
they were $2.
Is going to be better, right? And, oh, no, it's sitting heavy this morning. So.
It's funny because I also had ramen last night.
Did you really?
I'm used to it. I'm just used to eating ramen.
Your bowels are used to this.
Right.
Yeah.
I did put a sus egg in my ramen that made me feel a little bloaty last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that egg.
I
ate it anyway. But
it's classy, though. You put an egg in your ramen?
Oh,
that's classy.
Every
you
time.
Bougie.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's why when you came in and said, oh, my stomach hurts, I had ramen. I'm like,
me too.
Uh-huh.
I was like, my colon is not prepared for this at all. And then yesterday, finally, with 11 days, 17 hours, and 46 minutes before Christmas, I sat down and did the ding dang Christmas card last night.
Oh,
finally,
wow.
Because
dang.
Some of them are rolling in, you know, and we're like, God, if we don't send one back to these people, they're going to boot us off the list, you know, because we've done that. So I finally sat down and did the card last night. I hopped on Canva and did it and sent it over to a Staples somewhere over here in Centennial that I've got to pick up. And I was like, well, we might as well do it. And Nicole's like, well, let's get it done because we got to get them in the mail because we don't want to look like those people that are, you know, looking lazy when they show up after Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to do the Happy New Year as well. Because
you always talk bad about those people. Oh, they couldn't get on it and get it out, huh?
Yeah, that's why when you put Happy Holidays, it lasts through New Year.
I put the Merry Christmas on there. So come on, Staples.
As of this
morning, it wasn't ready yet.
Uh-oh.
And it's over here. It's over here by work. So if I don't get it today after the show,
that's
it's going to be Monday.
Problem.
That's a Monday problem.
Yeah.
And then we're already into next week.
Jeez.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's funny. We weeded our garden. Nicole keeps an Excel spreadsheet of everybody that we send to, and multiple people have died, so they get knocked off the list. But then it's like,
gone.
This one, gone. This one moved away, gone. We knocked off, like, 20 people last night off our list.
Take this seriously.
Which is awesome.
Wow.
It's intense in our house.
I guess so, man.
Because it's not cheap. It ends up being, like, $100, you know, to send out cards.
Jeez.
That you know people are just throwing in the trash.
You've got glasses of whiskey in the Christmas Excel sheet.
So.
Yeah,
let's
right.
go,
yeah.
honey.
Hey, I'd keep you
time
on my
to
fridge
do work.
Here. I'd keep you on my fridge.
I'm trying to think if you two made the list.
No, there's no way I did. I know that. And that's okay. It's
I don't
fine.
Think you did, because I think I was like, oh, they see me every day. They see my pictures.
It's you okay. don't put any new additions on your list? You just take people off? There's no welcome new people to the Christmas list?
No, because again, it's like pictures you've probably seen.
Well, and I'm not sending
and
one
Josh
back of myself.
Like,
I'll just send them a selfie on Christmas
I mean,
Day.
Now I want one.
Merry
now
Christmas.
The fact that you
would
said
you guys
I can't
feel
have one.
Bad if I just gave Katie one and not you one, Josh?
Yes, that's going to make him feel
just,
bad.
Dude,
now
just
you need
give it to me at
one.
Work. You don't have to pay for postage or anything. Just hand me one
just
at work.
Give
well,
me the
can
card.
I just show it to you and then take it back?
Sure, I don't care. This is way too much. Now, no, I don't feel bad. You can give it to Katie.
Yeah, Katie
because I'm trying
it.
To think of the numbers, like how many extras we had.
We,
and
how
I might
about
need,
we share one and
I might
we'll put it
one.
At our desk?
We will rip it in half.
Yeah.
Katie that's what
one.
We need
there
to do.
Go.
That's what
yeah.
we'll have a
all
desk
right.
Christmas card.
Problem solved.
There
problem
we
solved.
Go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for working that out.
That's what we're here
we'll
for, man.
We'll share it.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, you said you had a little bit of an embarrassing moment last night.
I did. It was yesterday right after work. I was hungry. We're up so early that by the time like 10, 11, 12 rolls around, I'm like, dude, we need lunch/dinner. And so I went out. I wanted to get some food, and a restaurant sounded really good to me, so I got some Asian food yesterday. And, you know, I order my meal, all that stuff, and I go to pay, and one card gets declined. And I'm like, that's really weird. Right, that shouldn't get declined. So I'm like, whatever. I have my extra, my other card. That card gets declined. And I'm like, yo, what is happening right now? I don't have, I always have cash on me. Like, that has been, you know, imprinted on my mind to always have emergency, at least $20 or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You tucked it in the wallet.
I had nothing. I had nothing in my wallet. Uh-oh. And at this point, I'm panicking. And I'm like, okay, let me try Apple Pay. I don't know. Maybe Apple Pay will work. Apple Pay gets declined. Everything gets declined. I'm like, what is happening? So apparently, yesterday at like 1:48 in the morning, someone tried to have two separate charges of around $600 on my cards. So my bank, smartly, thank you to my bank, froze my accounts.
Good.
Well, they forgot to tell me that they froze my accounts. So the only reason.
Not even an email?
No, not an email, not a text message. And I was that's the part I was upset about.
Yes.
So I gave my bank a mouthful yesterday. So shout out to them for fixing my problem. But I was upset because I was like, I just go to innocently buy lunch. And then every one of my cards gets declined. I was like, what was happening? So this, you know, it, and the embarrassing part is then the line starts to build behind you. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so finally, the guy next to me was a beautiful soul. He was so nice. He was like, hey, man, I got you. And I was like, thank you. Like, you literally got me out of this sticky situation. So this guy adds my meal to his. And, you know, I was at Panda Express. I'll just say that it was a good little, and that's, but it's like
it's
a
not cheap.
$14 meal just for myself.
Did you get his name? You can Venmo him back?
I did not get his nothing. I was like, let me help. I will get you. I have money. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And
my
he was like, no, no, no.
It's Rich Homie Josh.
Well, no, oh my gosh. I don't even care about that. I was just like, I have money. I don't know what's happening.
He's lying.
And so the guy, shout out to the dude that
random
helped me out
dude.
Yesterday because he did a random act of kindness yesterday. And really got me out of a sticky situation. So it was really nice of him. And I got to eat my Panda Express.
Yeah. Well, and just that feeling of not having money, that stinks.
It's
huh?
terrible. Like, and I'm not used to that, Katie.
That's
I'm
what
not
got
used to
him
that
the most,
feeling.
I think. It's a horrible feeling to feel poor, isn't it, Rich Homie? Yeah.
I've never had that feeling before.
Yeah.
So.
Poor guy.
Stinks, huh?
It's
worst feeling
good.
Ever, huh, Rich Homie Josh?
I wanted to cry.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.